Third and 20, Big Reds from the 31 of the Huskies. Two receivers to either side, and McKay with a straight drop, looking, firing deep downfield, got a man, it's caught for a Big Red touchdown! Westrick for the score, 31 yards, and the Big Reds take the lead. They just aired it out there, and Westrick got a step on his man and hauls in the 31-yard pass to give the Big Reds a 6-0 lead with 7:19 to go here in the first quarter. Here it's 7-0 Big Reds, but after the penalty, it's first down Huskies at the PH 20. Ellis the only setback as they go with two receivers to the left and Raddatz to the right. Bird now motions into the backfield, handoff Ellis. He's got room up the middle. Ellis to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone for a Husky touchdown. 20 yards straight ahead, Theo Ellis. And it's a 7-6 football game with 5:08 to go here in the opening quarter. And they'll bring out the kicker, Casey Zipkowski, to try a field goal. The tee will be at the 14. This is a 24-yard attempt. Wind at her back, and she's straight away. This is for the lead. Good snap, good hold. Kick is on the way. It's got the distance, but it's off the mark. Missed it to the right. 24-yard field goal goes wide right. It had plenty of leg, and the game remains tied at 7 with 4:50 to go here in the first half, and the Huskies will get the ball back at their own 20-yard line on a touchback. So that'll bring up 4th and 9, and that'll bring out the punt team again. Jonah Mitchell will stand this time at about his own 6-yard line to kick this one away. Finney and Brown wait at midfield to see if they can get a return. Last punt by Mitchell was a short kick. Good snap. He juggled it a bit, and it's blocked. The Big Reds get in and block the kick, and they'll recover at the 25-yard line. Malik Davis blocks the punt. It rolled forward to the 25, first down and 10 for the Big Reds at the Husky 25-yard line. And now they've got a chance again here with a short field to do some damage. With 4:05 to go here in the first half, they empty the backfield. McKay working out of the shotgun. Finney goes motion right. They fake to him, looking to throw into the corner of the end zone. A diving effort and a Big Red touchdown! Westrick again! And it's 13-7 Big Reds on a 25-yard touchdown pass from McKay to Westrick. LaChapelle and DeLong will split out wide to the left here, and now Bird will go slot left out of the backfield. Clink out of the gun. Davis chasing him. Clink going to throw. Far sideline near the 10, and it is caught by McGregor for a pickup of 20, and it'll be first down and goal to go for the Huskies at the 10. Delay a game call moves it back to the 14, and it's still first down and goal. 1:44 to go until halftime. For the moment, the Big Reds are in the lead, 13-7. See what the Huskies are thinking. LaChapelle, Platzer, and McGregor to the left. DeLong to the right. Ellis behind Clink, who works out of the shotgun. Clink looking to throw. Pressure coming. Steps up. Now he's going to run with it. Clink to the 10. Clink to the 5. Clink to the goal line. And he's hit hard and knocked out of bounds near the 1-yard line. A pickup of 13 by Clink, but he got hit hard at the end of that play. But he's okay. It'll be second down and goal to go inside the 1. So less than a yard to go here now after the run by Clink. 4 carries, 54 yards, most of it on this drive for Seth. They put an extra back into the backfield here. In fact, they go full house now. Bird and Young in front of Ellis. Clink on the sneak. It's close. Touchdown, Huskies! And the game is tied. Extra point for the lead, and Mitchell will blast it through and up onto the building where the locker rooms are at the south end of the stadium. And the Huskies take their first lead of the game, 14-13. 2nd and 9 coming up for the Big Reds at the 15-yard line. Rain coming down, 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Northern clinging right now to a one-point lead. Big Reds have been down here before tonight and have struggled to finish. Davis in front of Vanderfice this time. Finney goes motion left, then comes back. They fake to him. Throwing, they got a man open. Mullins, or no, check that. Touchdown, Big Reds. The ball is caught by an extra tight end who snuck into the game. Was that Bland? 19-14. A 15-yard touchdown reception. I think it was Bland who made the catch. So with 1:58 to go here in the third, Port Huron High is back on top. And Blake Bland snuck in as an extra tight end there, and he was wide open to catch that pass from McKay, who has thrown three TD passes here tonight. Big Reds are going to go for two here. Try to take a 7-point lead in the game. Vanderfeist in the backfield with McKay. And they go with three receivers, one to the left, two to the right. And McKay looking, throwing on a slant and incomplete. Trying to get that one in. I think that was Westrick on the far side. But the pass fails. But the Big Reds on the touchdown have retaken the lead by five now. 19-14 with under 2 minutes to go in the third. All right, we'll open the fourth quarter here with the Huskies looking at third and 12 at the Big Red 38 after that Raddatz catch on the final play of the third quarter. No Theo Ellis here, and the way he was helped off the field, I don't think he's coming back tonight. Through three quarters, he had 10 carries for 75 yards, but Northern will have to do it without maybe their biggest threat on the field. Ullenbrook is the back. They'll bunch three receivers to the right, and Klink's looking to throw. Steps up. Now he'll fire. He's got a man wide open. This is Platzer. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, into the end zone for a Husky touchdown. 38 yards to Nick Platzer on third and 12, and Northern takes the lead. And we are going back and forth here tonight at Memorial Stadium. Nick Platzer with the latest score here in the opening minute of the fourth quarter. Mitchell for the point after. Low snap, but they get it up and they get it through. So the kick by Mitchell makes it 21-19 Huskies. They lead by two. And with 7:36 to go, the Big Reds will have to kick it away again. McKay stands at the 21 to kick it away. DeLong, the man back deep for the Huskies, stands around his own 36. A little bit of a high snap, but McKay's got it. He'll line drive it away. DeLong catch on the run at the 30. 35, 40, DeLong, 45, DeLong to the 50. DeLong, 45, 40, he's got some space to the 30, 25, 20, 15, he stumbles and falls on his own at the 10-yard line. He was going to score, and he lost his balance and went down at the 10, but it'll be first down and goal to go for Northern. A 60-yard punt return by DeLong, but he should have scored there, and he would have if he hadn't lost his balance and gone down on his own. 5 out of 14 for Klink tonight for 39 yards. Second and goal from the 10. And this is where you really miss Theo Ellis. Again, he left the game late in the third quarter on what looked to be a leg injury or a knee. DeLong back in. He'll go slot left. Ullenbrook the only back this time as they go with a three-receiver look on second and goal from the 10. Klink looking to throw, firing for DeLong at the 5, and he gets away from his man for a Husky touchdown. 10 yards to James DeLong, who'd had a quiet game up until just now. A huge score for Northern. They go up 27-19, pending the extra point. A huge extra point that could make it a two-possession game. two fourth quarter touchdown passes here. Bad snap. Now Mitchell's got it. He'll pitch it back. DeLong is going to chuck it into the corner of the end zone. And it's caught for a two-point conversion. Unbelievable. Northern catches a break, and they get a two-point conversion on a botched snap. And with that, it goes to 29-19. Northern takes a 10-point lead in the game with 7:04 to go. Unbelievable. The snap was high, and actually Jonah Mitchell, the kicker, ended up with the football. He pitched it backwards to James DeLong, who fired one up for grabs in the far corner, and Luke O'Hare makes the circus catch for the 2 points. McKay, 8 out of 19 for 166 yards and three touchdowns tonight. 12 carries, 61 yards for Luke Vanderfeist. He's their leading rusher. Now they'll go with the five-receiver look and send the two wideouts to the right and bunch three to the left. Mullins, Vanderfeist, and Westrick are to the left. It's Finney and Leffler to the right. McKay out of the shotgun. Finney comes around in motion. They fake to him. They're throwing deep for Leffler. He's got it at the 30. Leffler forced out of bounds at the Husky 21-yard line. 34 yards on that completion. And the Big Reds get a big play. 200 yards right on the mark for McKay tonight. The winner of this game is going to get their sixth win and clinch a berth in the playoffs and be guaranteed no worse than a share of the MAC Blue Championship. If it's Northern, it'll be their second straight MAC Blue title. If it's the Big Reds, it'll be their first championship since they won the Blue in 2017. Davis and Vanderfeest in the backfield. Finney to the right of the quarterback. Now McKay stops and looks back. Third and goal from the six. This is huge. Down to 2:40 to go in the football game. Finney in motion. Comes back again. They'll give it to him this time. Finney trying to bounce outside. Cuts at the five. Finney to the goal line. Into the end zone for a Big Red score. Touchdown, Niger Finney on a six-yard run on third and goal. And the Big Reds are still alive with 2:32 to go here in the football game. That'll cut the score to 29-25 pending the extra point. Clock down under 40 seconds so they can take a knee here at any time and run out the game. And Clink will do that, and the clock will run down, and Port Huron Northern hangs on tonight for a 29-26 win over Port Huron High. The Big Reds fall to 5-2. The Huskies are 6-1. They have made the playoffs for a fifth straight year, and they are two-time MAC Blue champs now, as they can do no worse than a share of the title this season. Final score from Memorial Stadium. Port Huron Northern, 29. Port Huron High, 26.